Araminta Spook, My Haunted House by Angie Sage.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Sir Horace's Helmet. It all began when I was in my Thursday bedroom doing my ghost practice. I have always done regular ghost practice, as I was sure it would be much easier to find a ghost if the ghost thought that I was one too. I have always wanted to find a ghost, but you know, even though our house is called Spook House, I have never, ever seen a single ghost, not even a very small one. I thought that Aunt Tabby had scared them off. She would scare me off if I were a ghost. Anyway, I was busy doing my practice, and I had my ghost sheet over my head, which is why I tripped over Sir Horace's left foot. Stupid thing! And then his left foot fell off, and Sir Horace collapsed into hundreds of pieces. Stupid Sir Horace! And then all the bits of stupid Sir Horace rolled all over the floor, and I stepped on his head and got my foot stuck inside it. Don't worry, it wasn't a real head. Sir Horace is just a boring old suit of armour that's always hanging around here, lurking in various dark corners. I was yelling at it to get off and hopping around, shaking my foot like mad, but Sir Horace's stupid head was totally stuck. Then, with really great timing, Aunt Tabby shouted, "Breakfast!" In that, if you don't come down right now and get it, I shall give it to the cat voice. Not that we have a cat, but she would if we did have one.